Giorgio.
Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Monday, April 20th, 2020 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild and crazy ride it is, to be sure. So we'll talk about that. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, or I don't know, maybe we're what do they say? What does Burger King say? We're all couch patriots. Nah, I don't subscribe to that nonsense. At any rate, you can dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Usually there's something interesting going on there. So I think what we'll do maybe is begin with a little something that Larkin, Texas sent me recently, sent a few of us, I think. You know, what's really going on with Dietrich Klinghart, Dr. Dietrich Klinghart? What's interesting is this has been mirrored and copied and posted on YouTube several times. And what I find most fascinating is, as you listen to this, if you haven't seen this already, as you listen, it's astonishingly applicable. It sort of explains what we're seeing now to the contravention of anything, any sort of common sense, you know, what's happening right now. What Dr. Klinghart says explains what's going on, and this doesn't make any sense. What's going on, if you're thinking in terms of, well, if there's a problem, you know, kind of like in your own house and in anyone's home, if, you know, something, if a glass falls off the counter, for example, and shatters on the floor, you hurry to clean it up so that no one gets injured and no glass is left, you know, maybe hiding under the counter or something. Someone, you know, someone pokes their toe later or something like that, and nothing bad happens. So, I mean, that's the way a normal person thinks, obviously. But there's this other mindset, this, you know, opportunities of crisis mindset. I actually published something on therwr.com about that recently, and, you know, sort of explaining that if you are a person like a Zbigniew Brzezinski, for example, referring back to that 1998 interview in the French publication La Nouvelle Observatoire, then you know, Brzezinski's admission was, well, you know, I mean, the highlighted portions of the interview, in my opinion, you know, the aid to the Mujahideen, to the Afghan people that created this, the Mujahideen, was going to induce a Soviet military intervention, Brzezinski said. We didn't want to push the Russians to intervene, but we knowingly increased the probability that they would. And as, again, as Larkin, Texas has reminded us, for these people, in the absence of certainty, probability will do. So they want to increase the probable odds in cybernetic fashion. And if you can do that, then you can create situations that may happen in plausibly deniable fashion. And then you can say after the fact, who could have known that this... Like George Bush talking about, you know, I don't think anyone could have foreseen plane, you know, somebody trying to crash a plane into, oh, right, except for we had television shows talking about that scenario, and we had drills, military drills that were based on that scenario and all kinds of other things. So, yeah, no one knew. Just like Donald Trump saying, I don't think anyone could have foreseen, even though Bill Gates... Well, you know, everybody's saying he predicted it for years, except, you know, he didn't predict it. He, well, you know, 5 years ago he predicted it, but the Event 201 pandemic exercise didn't predict it. And, you know, who could have known? And by the way, conspiracy theorists, how dare you imply that this was created in a lab? Wait a minute. The White House is looking into that as one of several origin theories, they say. Are those conspiracy theories, White House? CNN and others reporting now that the White House is looking into several origin theories, which is interesting, you know, including that this might have been cooked up in a Chinese lab. And, you know, that's interesting because that guy, Bill Gates, remember when he said that we also face a new threat, that the next epidemic has a good chance, he said, of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create maybe a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. And he just said that a few years ago. That's amazing. So does this mean if the White House is looking into this origin theory that this thing may have been cooked up in a Chinese lab, that folks like Larry Romanoff are vindicated and that we can stop using the conspiracy theory term? It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time. The White House said on April 7th, the task force, during the task force press briefing, Deborah Birx herself said that if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID death. And then in addition to that, remember the New York Times ran the headline, New York City NYC death toll soars past 10,000 in revised virus count. Tell us about the revised virus count. And the subheading was, the city has added more than 3,700 additional people who were presumed to have died of the coronavirus but had never tested positive. So it's not just those who died with it. But you know what? We'll just make stuff up. I guess they're taking a cue from the Democratic voter registration process, where you go to the local cemetery and you register voters or something. You're doing the same thing to pad your death toll in the coronavirus psyop, I would call it. So not only did the White House admit that the numbers are padded, but it's gone far beyond. New York Times, not to be outdone, says, you think that's something? Watch this. 3,700 presumed never tested positive. That's a third, an increase of a third. And I would submit that's not just poor journalism or pushing a clear narrative. That's gross negligence and dangerously irresponsible. You know, think about the implications here. For people who are not looking further into things and don't take these things with a grain of salt. So that's strange enough. But then on the 9th of April, Anthony Fauci was asked, you know, what do you say to people who say that the numbers are inflated? And he said, well, you know, people engage in conspiracy theories. It's astonishing, the weird ends of the spectrum. You know, that was 48 hours after Deborah Birx admitted that if someone dies with COVID-19, we are counting that as a COVID death. And the CDC guidance validates that. So then why would someone who is just basically quoting the White House 48 hours earlier suddenly be a conspiracy theorist? And at that point, people who are saying, wait a minute, there's evidence to say that there were cases all across this country before, you know, well, maybe as early as November, maybe even before that. Oh no, that's crazy conspiracy theory stuff. And then suddenly the White House just a few days later says that it is investigating several different origin theories, including that this thing may have originated. How did that guy put it again? Oh yeah. May have originated on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu. Well, somebody was running around telling everybody for a decade, beware, you're not ready, you're not ready. And this person is deeply involved in every aspect of this stuff. And just like Grace, her channel, Really Graceful, posited last week, you know, right on cue, within 24 hours, the press is defending poor Bill. He's a victim. He's a victim of these crazy conspiracy theories. And what is evident is that there are the ends of the spectrum that are being put out in terms of information and narrative, which always reminds me of that little short that Adam Curtis did. Remember back in 2014 wipe, the guy who made Century of the Self, the 2002 four-part BBC documentary series Century of the Self. The first part was Happiness Machines, all about Edward Bernays and Uncle Sigmund Freud creating the Century of the Self and the will to pleasure, based on the will to pleasure and conflating a want with a need. It'll make you feel good, so now it's a need instead of just a want. And if you remember, if you recall, Adam Curtis began that little short, we ought to just play it, by saying, so much of the news this year has been hopeless, depressing, and above all confusing, to which the only response is to say, oh dear. And he looked at what had happened in Russia, and a guy named Vladislav Surkov, who came from this avant-garde Russian theater. And I've been saying that what's happening in the American press, especially these days, just seems like kabuki theater. And it seems to me like it's a closed-loop system. It's not necessarily talking to anyone or for anyone. It doesn't, you know, require any comments. I mean, the more you look into people who are interviewed on Fox or CNN or wherever, if they show up there, you know, there may be some interaction by those people, on the part of those people within the local community, but very little as far as I can tell. But they're part of this theater, and it's theater that is delivering lines to itself, and people are sort of being drawn into a ritual kind of situation. It's very peculiar. And I would say social media has become, through Operation Earnest Voice and astroturfing sock puppet efforts, it's become a more virulent, more interactive, more immersive form of that, where you can have sock puppets that will whisper in your ear and get you fighting with other people in precisely the fashion that Jaron Lanier talked about in your Not a Gadget, a Manifesto. I've read from the preface several times about how he, you know, his sort of message to the future, if there's anyone still around. From his preface, he says it's early in the 21st century, and that means that these words will be mostly read by non-persons, automated or numb mobs composed of people who are no longer acting as individuals. Have you seen any of those folks on social media lately? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I would be fine if I never heard about the World Health Organization again. I was saying it over the weekend about starting a WTF, the World Thinking Foundation, maybe. WTF. So Adam Curtis, you know, so much of the news this year has been hopeless, depressing, and above all confusing, to which the only response is to say, oh dear. And then he concludes by saying, it sums up the strange mood of our time where nothing really makes any coherent sense. We live in a constant vaudeville of contradictory stories that make it impossible for any real opposition to emerge because they can't counter it with any coherent narrative of their own. And as some people observe, the same folks are saying contradictory things. So that, you know, in one article, maybe Washington Post, you'll see it quoted this way. And then in a New York Times article, you see the same person quoted, like I said, in the same 48-hour period, complete opposite. If you quote the White House Coronavirus Task Force, on April 7th, by April 9th, according to Anthony Fauci, suddenly you're a conspiracy theorist. And so, as Adam Curtis said, It means that we as individuals become even more powerless, unable to challenge anything because we live in a state of confusion and uncertainty, to which the response is, oh dear. But that's what they want you to say. And so what I see emerging out of all of this is not just the managed perception. Again, it's a campaign of managed perception, but also this curious sort of cultural, you might say drift, but not really. It's managed, this shift. And America is sort of being eviscerated, eroded. I mean, actually, it's very similar to what Richard N. Gardner wrote back in 1974, The Hard Road to World Order, eroding it piece by piece, the old-fashioned frontal assault. Not as effective. Remember, he wrote, in short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than the top down. It will look like a great booming, buzzing confusion. He used William James' famous description of reality, and as I always say, anyone who quotes William James basically is announcing their allegiance as an old school bad guy. But an end run around national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault, is what Richard N. Gardner wrote back in 1974. And I mentioned last week that yesterday, April 19th, was the 245th anniversary of the shot heard around the world, which opened the Battle of Concord, which began the American Revolutionary War. And how many people did you hear talk about that? There were folks who around the country, I saw nary a peep about this. Down in Georgia, there's an article in the Brunswick News, Isles Tradition Lost to the Pandemic. And this was published on the 18th. And it read, it has become our custom here in the Golden Isles to gather on a Saturday in April such as this, marking America's fight for independence with much pomp, pageantry, and parading in the Pier Village on St. Simon's Island. And that's what John Adams said he hoped in July would happen. Not this year, the author writes. No cannon will thunder. There will be no militiamen in backwoods buckskin. No officers in crisp blue Continental Army uniforms. No ladies decked out in their best colonial dresses and finery. The drums will not roll. The flags will not unfurl. And love songs for our nation will not ring out. Worse still, those youngsters from local elementary, middle, and high schools will not be on hand to take part. There will be no well-practiced recitations on Revolutionary War heroes like Georgia militiaman Elijah Clark, freedom rider Sybil Ludington, or rebel rouser Patrick Henry. Those studies are what this whole celebration was about in the first place. COVID-19's precautionary precedents took priority this year, and it should have, it now appears, well, unfortunately, that's what people have been led to believe. I respectfully disagree. So for the first time in 15 years, the author writes, Patriot Day has been canceled. The uniquely Georgian version of the tradition, the traditional New England observance, has been put on lovingly for most of this century by the local sons and daughters of the American Revolution chapters. No one has been more committed to keeping the tradition alive over the years than these folks. And guess what? It didn't happen this year. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. by Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is a managed campaign, and the danger, I would say, is in falling under the spell of dancing along. There are a variety of ways to look at this. For example, you know, I've mentioned Gary Kaa's The Demonic Roots of Globalism, and how he talks about, you know, referring to esoteric folks writing, you know, esoteric stuff. They're trying to ratchet up the vibration, frequency, and, you know, things will go faster, which sounds like the Bible. Wasn't it Daniel 12? Daniel chapter 12, the Bible said, you know, knowledge will increase and people will be going to and fro. So in Gary Kaa's The Demonic Roots of Globalism, he writes about, you know, the levels of consciousness and, you know, speeding up these frequencies, omega, delta, theta, alpha, beta, you know, trying to create this altered state, that's in reverse order. You know, as you ascend the hierarchy, as the bad guys say, or as they transcribe for their minion handlers. So, I mean, that's one way to look at it. And another is through the social media lens. Again, you know, Jaron Lanier, it's remarkable. You know, you read Jaron Lanier and what he was writing 10 years ago, you know, when Thomas Friedman was telling us the world is flat, people didn't understand the consequences. And I've mentioned over the years that that's not a good thing, comrades. Jaron Lanier wrote, part three was titled in You Are Not a Gadget Manifesto, which is an essential reading for everyone, I think. Part three was the unbearable thinness of flatness. When we're talking flattening the curve, I would argue that it has broader implications than just this thing. And it's not good ever in any context, the way that the folks who are proliferating this talking point intend it. It's never good. Jaron Lanier wrote in chapter 10, digital creativity eludes flat places. I would say creativity of any kind or intelligent thought, critical thought, eludes flat places, which seems to be bearing out right now. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me how, what a fragile house of cards America has become, apparently. Like I said, one of the best evidences is shot heard around the world. Who talked about it? Anybody talk about it? Anybody, you know, I saw no mention of it. What I saw was the article that I mentioned in the Brunswick News, IELTS tradition lost to the pandemic. And I would say America lost to the pandemic. There was this article in the Olympian, amid pandemic, protesters rally against Inslee's stay-home order at state capitol. The time to rally was immediately when the orders were given, not right on cue, as every state and every country are protesting, as I mentioned. That's kind of weird, and there are some interesting folks in this article, including this guy, Matt Marshall. That's not the Amintor group Matt Marshall, is it? I'm sure it's a different Matt Marshall, but I thought that was interesting. That sort of caught my eye. So I saw that, and I also saw this article that was published. Well, it says it was published the 20th, but it wasn't. It was published, I want to say, the 17th or so. But it's a MarketWatch article titled, "The First Earth Day 50 years ago was a shot heard around the world." So now we're just going to, in Orwellian fashion, just going to rewrite history. You know, this is the real shot heard around the world. It wasn't, who was it? Let's see, we hear about the, you know, assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand, which again, James Corbett in his World War I piece did a magnificent job of pointing out, was exactly what Patrick Clausen tells us. It was essentially a false flag scenario to, you know, spark the First World War. And folks like James Perloff also do a magnificent job of sort of fleshing that out. So we hear about those things. Who was it? Was it Sam Snead who hit the, it was a Brassey, I think, that was also considered a shot heard around the world? Back in the days when golf was more art than science, beautiful to watch Bobby Jones hit a golf ball. Warner Brothers did that piece. Wasn't that Bobby Jones? Warner Brothers did a piece, and you watch him hit, you know, the old persimmon wood brassy from about 200, 220 yards out, and each ball just dances gracefully and lightly up onto the green, rolls up by the pin. Amazing. Back when it was still fun to watch that kind of stuff. You know, the clothing, the equipment and stuff these days, it's just, nah, you know. If, and I've asked this before, you know, as we create a society where it's just robots for robots, by robots, you know, of, for, and by robots, what use are people, you know, if it's just, it's all this technology. The danger, though, is the response and where all of these things are headed. And to get sucked into that, you know, it's difficult not to. It takes a strong person not to do that. But, you know, this system intends that no one will be left unaffected and or unaltered. So, anyway, I want to get to Dietrich Klinghardt's talk, and we'll play this real quick so that we get this in. The title of this is What's Really Going On by Dr. Dietrich Klinghardt. This, again, is an excerpt from a broader talk, but give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
What do you think is really happening in this world? Like, you know, most conventional people are under the impression that it's, if you have depression or anxiety or some sort of illness, it's either, you know, you caught a bacteria or you have neurotransmitter imbalance. What do you feel if you have to take a big step back and see it all? Do you think it's a matter of light versus dark? What's the biggest scope you can say that's happening on the world?
Well, of course, you know, that's... I could give many answers to that, but I think light versus dark is the shortest way of expressing it. You know, I in different lectures that I give, you know, I make it very clear. We don't have to go into the details. In Rudolf Steiner, you know, the Austrian mystic. It was very active in the early part of the last century, the founder of Waldorf schools and biodynamic farming and a completely new kind of alternative medicine. He predicted, you know, that towards the end of last century, in the beginning of the century, there will be a movement driven by big corporations to take the soul away from people, to disconnect people from the higher world. And in order to do that, we have to destroy the pineal gland in people. And I followed the research on that, and amazingly what we found, the pineal gland is the most sensitive part of our central nervous system and is highly, highly, highly sensitive to four things: aluminum, glyphosate, fluoride, and Wi-Fi. And we are the only country in the world that has pushed these four things in the last 60 years or so on everybody growing up here. And so what I feel, what I observe, and what we're also testing on our ART system is that people have severely calcified pineal glands. And I show the anatomy in some of my courses. You know, it's very clear that the pineal gland is a receiver for higher fields of energy and translates them into thought and into actually controlling our immune system, our endocrine system, and so on and so forth. There's all science, you know, but very few people pay attention to science anymore, especially since Donald Trump and his disregard for science. It's become the new norm. And so it is astounding that the telecommunications industry has selected the frequencies out of the huge spectrum of frequencies that are absolutely destructive to our cells and especially to the pineal gland. You know, they couldn't have made any better choices than 2.4 gigahertz. That the end point, that when you have inhaled aluminum, as we do from the geoengineering program, and have glyphosate in the food chain, that glyphosate and aluminum combine in the blood and in the gut and in the bloodstream to form six different chemical compounds where aluminum and glyphosate are hooked up together, And the end point of that compound is the pineal gland. It's published, you know, it's not my idea. And what is needed for this compound to actually enter the brain is to open up the blood-brain barrier. And the current frequencies in the Wi-Fi world are exactly doing that. They open the blood-brain barrier, so toxins that used to stay in the bloodstream and in the body below the neck are now entering the brain very freely. That applies to all toxins. And so it's a new time in that way, you know. And when you think this through, you come to the conclusion that either there must have been an ultra intelligence group of scientists who have designed this protocol to fluoridate the drinking water, to put nanonized aluminum in the air, to put glyphosate in the food, and then activate it, spark it with the right frequencies. It took me 20 years to figure out the perfect storm that is created there. And it's either a coincidence, which is possible, that enough dumb people made the wrong choices, you know, along the years. I'm still hoping that may be at least partially true. Or it's orchestrated by a very, very intelligent group of destructive minds. Or what I also believe is very possible, that there's some higher fields of consciousness that can be both tuned into the light and to life affirmative action and can be absolutely destructive, like phenomena like Adolf Hitler and others, people that come under the influence of something absolutely dark and destructive. And I do believe it's very possible that enough scientists and politicians have come under that influence of those higher fields and are acting according to it, actually not knowing on a human level why they're doing what they're doing and what they're doing, you know, that the, now be, you know, be, a good example is 5G, you know, sort of to put it on posts, you know, along the streets, okay, that's one issue, but putting it on satellite and actually the government approving to put it on satellite, I mean, blasting the whole planet with the frequency that has never been checked for safety, for its influence on the insects, on the songbirds, has never been checked for anything, and to approve that is unconceivable to like somebody who's still got a little bit of a brain left, and politicians in the White House and other countries are conspiring with that can only be explained that their brains have come under the influence of some larger, higher field that cannot be human in nature, you know, because the human nature is always life affirmative and loving and wanting to live and make the biosphere more friendly to life. And so there's some scary thoughts about that, you know, but I'm still hoping, I'm still putting my weight on, let's hope it's just a coincidence and enough dumb people made enough dumb decisions, and if enough of us wake up and point it out to them, that there can be a reversal, you know, the Wi-Fi can be switched off in a second. We'd be done with that, and you know, glyphosate could be forbidden, you know, tomorrow. It's in the water table for many years, but there could be an end to it. You know, the chemtrail program could be stopped like that. You know, so the good thing is that solutions, positive solutions that are suppressed right now, that are everywhere, could be the norm of tomorrow. Within 24 hours, we could turn the planet from a creature that is threatened on all levels to paradise, you know, virtually within 24 hours. You know, we're still close enough to that.
So there you go. And again, you know, what is most provocative, I think, about that is you listen to that and it clearly, I think, has application to today, but that was filmed last fall in September. So to me, that speaks to the validity of what Dr. Klinghart is saying there. And obviously it applies beyond, you know, I mean, into the scope of this present situation. And, you know, as far as the dark influence is concerned, I mean, I keep seeing these things. You know, there's the eugenics aspect of things, you know, nursing home stories that I see. I keep seeing these nursing home stories. Chicago Tribune today, Illinois nursing home coronavirus cases, family reacts. And that's always it, right? It's the reaction. We got to get the reaction as state lists data. And then this one, coronavirus deaths in New York nursing homes continue to mount. Of course, we know Kirkland Life Center is a big one in Washington. We keep hearing about this issue, but I'll talk about some of the connections when we come back. Stick around.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. You know, some of the connections, it's interesting. You know, I would encourage folks, if you have the inclination, if you have the stomach for it, I guess, go back and watch. Speaking of uncanny similarities, go back and watch Edwin Black's talk, IBM and the Holocaust, Smoking Gun Documents, from September 15, 2009, in Endicott, New York. It's posted on YouTube by, at least in one place I know for sure, Other Voices, Other Choices channel. Edwin Black, IBM and the Holocaust is the title of the video. It was published 2015, even though he gave the talk back in 2009. And you listen in the context of today. And to me, if you're familiar, you see what's going on. There are some striking similarities. It's sort of eerie. If you can read between the lines, very, very strange. As an example, you know, like I said, I mean, I mentioned last week that Oprah and Jerome Adams, Surgeon General Jerome Adams, said that black communities are more affected by this than other communities. And I said, based on what I had seen, and I hadn't looked at all the data everywhere across the country, but it seemed that elderly, Caucasian, non-Hispanic, Caucasian population, I think is how they classify that demographic. You know, a lot of the folks in nursing homes and stuff were very dramatically affected, which seems to bear out if you believe what the headlines, you know, you believe what's being put out in the headlines and on mainstream media broadcasts, CNN and so forth. But there are pockets, definitely, that I've seen where that bears out. But, you know, that makes me even more suspicious. So if those are two demographics, you know, historically, those are two demographics that bad guys seem to want to target and get rid of, you know. And I've mentioned how, gosh, what a coincidence it is that everywhere you look, it's HIV AIDS people in the fight against coronavirus. It's the old HIV AIDS guard. And anyone who's looked into that mess knows how it just seems like every time you dig in a little bit, there are certain demographics that just, you know, coincidentally are adversely affected by those efforts. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right. All the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.